Hi, is this Jonisha?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And just one second. Jonisha, were you interested in seeing if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, you didn't have an attorney already assisting you to file a claim? Did you already have someone
I'm
help you with
sorry, no,
this?
ma'am. I've been
Okay.
talking to
Perfect.
no. I've been talking to men all day, so I'll just
Yeah, no worries. Okay, again, you haven't signed any paperwork, nothing like that, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
I mean, no, ma'am. I'm sorry.
All good, no worries. Okay, now was it yourself or maybe a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was myself, me.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know the chance? I'm sorry, do you know by any chance the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
It was diffuse large B cells lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Again, I am so sorry to hear that. Was this the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, or was there more than one?
It was just that one.
Okay. Do you remember when it was that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in February of 2021.
Perfect. February 2021. Okay. And you don't remember the day? If not, that's okay.
The exact date, not without looking at my paperwork.
Okay, no worries. So just February of 2021. Okay, and now the Roundup, was that primarily sprayed at home or at work?
Residential at the house.
Okay, at home. Do you know the address where you did use that?
Where I did use it, I don't currently have it. I haven't been out there in years.
Okay, that's okay.
I don't know the exact day.
No worries.
I mean, the exact address.
And where you did spray it, do you know if any family or friends also sprayed it that you know of?
No, it was just me out there.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Now I know you said this was back in 2021. How old were you at the time?
Yeah, I was 20.
You said 26?
Hold on. Yeah, 26.
Okay. Okay, at 26. And how many years had you sprayed Roundup when you did?
Yeah, I was using it for about 7, 8 years. I believe it was like 7 years. I stopped using it in December of 2020,
Okay.
and then a couple months later, I was diagnosed.
Yeah. Of course, and I'm so sorry to hear that. So you said you sprayed it for about 7 years. So I'm assuming the first time you sprayed it was maybe 2013, around there.
2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it is a little redundant, but have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? I would just need a yes or no.
Yes, ma'am. It was up to about
Okay.
2 times a week.
Okay. About twice a week that you would spray. Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my smartphone, my cell phone.
Smartphone. Perfect. And you are a citizen of the United States, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I am required to ask. I just need yeses or nos here. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
The results came back negative, so I say no.
Okay, perfect. How about any autoimmune disease or hepatitis B or C?
No more.
Okay. No. How about organ transplant, arthritis, or diabetes?
No more.
Okay, lastly, any any other cancer that required chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's, any Epstein-Barr, lupus, or family cancer history? Okay. Perfect. Just one second. Okay, now on the call here, it says the name is Joy Nishia? Joynisha. Okay. And that was Joynisha.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And your middle name?
It's Swaite.
Okay. So that was Swait as in Tom, E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the last name is Darby, Darby, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then there was no suffix like junior, senior, nothing like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then, Joynisha, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Female, and your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Great. Okay, and what was your date of birth?
March 9th, 1993, so it's 3993.
3993, perfect. And your social?
It's 627-366061.
Okay, so I'm not sure I got the first three right, but I got 627, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 627-366061.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And how did you first learn the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's that you have? Was that the doctor telling you? Did you hear from a friend or an ad?
It was actually just from the symptoms. Went to the doctor and they let me know what was going on.
Okay. No worries. So they kind of let you know what that was. Do you know when it was that they told you? Was that right around the time that you got diagnosed?
Diagnosed, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, that was, let's see, February of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And it again, it is required here, but what was your height?
5'9".
Okay. Perfect, 5'9", and do you know your weight?
At the moment, or then? At the moment, it's like 220.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and then do you have an email address that we can keep on file, Joynisha?
Yes, ma'am. It's J as in Jack, K as in Kayak, I as in Igloo, D as in Dog, and the number's 9333@gmail.com.
Okay. Not sure I got that. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that for me one more time?
It's JKID 9333@gmail.com.
Okay. Great. So JKID 9333@gmail.com.
Okay.
Perfect. Great. And then I know you said that you sprayed around twice a week. Would you say maybe 8-10 times a month? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Again, I know these questions are a little repetitive.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you started back in 2013. Do you think that might have been, like, beginning of spring when the weeds start coming out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I was off at work. I do a lot of traveling with work. And the facilities that they have us in, I was just trying to upkeep it. That's what the problem was.
Oh,
so,
I see.
But we actually get in trouble for messing up the houses that we stay in. So that was the cause of me actually starting to use it.
Oh, I understand. Okay, no worries. And then the last time you used it was, I believe, December of 2020, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I know that was a little bit before your diagnosis. Did you stop using it because of the symptoms?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, of course. And again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. And when you did.
I'm actually cancer-free now, so.
Oh, well, that's really good to hear. That's great to hear.
Yes.
Now, when you did apply it, was this with the hand sprayer that it comes with?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And did you use any protective gear, any gloves, glasses, anything?
No,
Yeah, no, that's okay.
ma'am. It was literally like the ready to use one, so I didn't feel
Yeah.
like I needed to.
Yeah. And I mean that that's why these lawsuits are going on. They didn't advertise how dangerous it is, so obviously a lot of people didn't even know that they
Yes, ma'am.
should, you know. And now
Exactly. Yep.
what state did you use the product in?
I was in Mansfield, Texas at the time.
Okay. And did you only spray it in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so now it asks, let's see here, we could try to do the math on this. It asks how many exposures to Roundup that you've had in your lifetime. Now I know you said it was about twice a week. Okay, and that was for 7 years. So it says just a little under 500 times in total. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, especially with all those little touch-ups. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the home where you sprayed it in Texas, was that anywhere near a water well?
I'm honestly not sure.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, and have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's good to hear. And then I know you said the one that you used was ready to go. Does that mean it came pre-mixed, or did you have to dilute it?
Yes, it was already mixed
Mixed.
and ready
Okay.
to use.
Yeah. Do you remember where you bought that? Maybe Home Depot, Walmart?
I believe this is Home Depot. I think I have the address actually because I contacted them as well.
Okay, great. You can definitely keep that on hand, and then if the attorneys do reach out, I'm sure they'll be more than happy to take that information. Okay, I know it is a
Yes, ma'am.
stretch. It kind of was a while ago, but do you have any receipts, any purchase information?
I probably find transactions in my bank account, but as of now, not with me at the moment, no.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Any?
No.
Okay, that's good. Have you ever.
No, ma'am, not at the moment. The phone's breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Have you ever smoked, Joanisha? I'm sorry?
What?
Have you
I'm
ever
sorry, I'm
smoked?
listening. Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, employee, right?
Yes. What's your current
Yes, ma'am.
employer? Is there a company name?
I work for Amazon at the moment.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, just 1 second. Okay. And have you ever lost time away from work because of any treatment related to the non-Hodgkin's?
During that time, I didn't lose any time. I was actually, anytime I needed to go to chemo, it was PTO, so I'm saying
Okay.
no.
That's good. That is good to hear. You don't have any military background either, right?
No, ma'am.
No. And no, have you ever been involved with any other lawsuit or filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And no bankruptcy either, right?
No, ma'am.
Cool. Other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Do you remember the diagnosing physician's name for the non-Hodgkin's?
It was Priscilla Wood. Dr. Priscilla Wood.
Okay. Okay. And was this, was she treating you in Texas?
No, she was actually treating me in Nashville.
Okay. Remind me, what state was that in?
Nashville, Nashfield.
Okay. Okay, just one second. Okay, I see Priscilla Wood in Texas. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and the hospital in Mansfield, Texas, what was that called?
The Texas Health Hospital, Mansfield.
Okay. Perfect. So that Texas Health Hospital in Mansfield, and that was on Lone Star Road. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, ma'am. 3300 Lone Star Road.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for bearing with me. It just takes 1 second on here. Okay, and how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Do you have any current side effects?
Since my last day of chemo, not so much.
Okay, that's good. Any shortness
first,
of breath?
I did have problems. No.
Okay. That's great. Okay. And do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Honestly, we had the, since I've been back home
mm-hmm.
in Houston, we had the blood, and I actually lost a lot of paperwork. But I believe I can retrieve it from the hospital.
Okay, great. So the hospital has them then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, and then when you started chemotherapy, was that shortly after you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that was at the same Texas Health Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Again, we have a lot of redundant questions, so just take a second for us to input all the information. Okay. And was it that same month that you started chemo? Was that in February of 2021 as well?
Chemo, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I know you said you did that chemotherapy. Was there any radiation, surgeries,
well,
or stuff?
Actually, mm-hmm. I started in the, it was like the end of February, beginning of March.
Okay. Okay, no worries. I'll put beginning of March just to be on the safe side. And again, was there any radiation,
okay.
surgeries, or stem cell transplants?
Yes, ma'am. I had surgery. They cut and remove cancer parts out of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I was ejected for chemotherapy. I was on pain medication and antibiotics. And I had about 7 cycles of IV fluid for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, I am sorry you had to go through that, but I'm happy to hear that you are cancer-free. Okay. Now, are you in Houston, I believe you said?
Yes, I'm in Houston at the moment. That's
Okay, perfect. And what was that street address?
I'm at 718 West Virginia Street.
Okay, West Virginia Street. And again, that's in Houston?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I got 718 West Virginia Avenue, actually, looks like, in Houston, Texas, 77076.
Yeah, it comes up as both.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case something does happen. Again, just to prevent disruptions in your case. Does anyone come to mind?
You can put a Jasmine down.
Okay. And do you live with Jasmine or no?
No.
Okay. So Jasmine.
Just a significant other.
Yeah, no worries. Again, we're not going to contact these people unless we really can't reach you for an extended period. Again, we just need it for the file here. So I took down Jasmine. Is there a last name I can take down?
Pickney. P-I-C-K-N-E-Y.
Perfect. Okay, and do you know her phone number?
It's 346-355-2894.
Great. And was she a friend?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what I am going to do right now is just go over some of your information. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
DocuSign? The ones that, with the documents that you sent?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are
yes,
you familiar with?
I signed them already.
Oh. Perfect, perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do, I know you did sign it with the transfer agents just now. This is going to be giving the law firm permission to go ahead and pull those medical records, Dornisha. Okay, now I am just going to review them. I can keep you here on the line. It's super quick. And then from there, I'm going to send that out to your email and to your text messages so we can get that out of the way. Okay, just one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. While I do this, do you mind pulling up your email so we can have that ready to go? Okay. Again, your first name was Joynesha. Middle name, Swaite. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
I'm sorry, you said the consent and release, right?
The consent and release is, that was for the people that transferred you over. This is going to be a slightly different DocuSign. This is just giving the permissions to the attorneys to pull the medical records. I did just send that, so it should be popping up now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I am going to stay on the line here. Just let me know if you have any questions or any problems signing.
I believe I'm finished.
Okay, just one second. Okay, I do see that that was completed. Now, what I am going to do, Jonisha, is I do want to just send you an email. This is going to come from my personal email. It's going to have the attorney's direct phone number. Now, they are going to take about 48 hours to reach back out to just verify some information with you. And then you can contact them for any questions. Besides that, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you, me too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.